you might think, oh my goodness, like I'm an achiever and I'm getting all these things done and I'm rocking it. And it's like, how do you feel? You feel like crap. You're tired. Yeah. You're exhausted. You don't feel good. You're not fully loving yourself because you're not giving yourself that space.
Welcome to the Sensitive Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki, and I'm going to teach you how to overcome your fears, conquer your dreams, and own your life. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started.
Okay, guys, I have a special guest today. Miss Crystal Ray is here, and she's going to talk to us about finding balance. Crystal, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Thank you for having me, Nikki. I am so excited to be here. So I am an empowerment coach and life balancing strategist, and I help busy working women transform their overworked lives into a blissful work-life balance by elevating their food, feelings, and fitness.
That sounds beautiful. So what inspired you to start this movement, this mission?
Yes. So I am somebody who currently works a 9-to-5. I also do commercial modeling and I run my own health business coach. Well, I run my own business, right?
Yeah.
And what I have come to notice is that I am juggling a lot of things. So literally right now I am busy, but what really jump-started all of this was when I first started working in corporate America. And so I started in corporate America, I guess about 4 years ago. And it was something I never wanted to get into. I like never saw myself being in corporate America, working a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life, living in the same house. Like it's not my dream. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, it was different. I was working retail at Apple, and retail at Apple, it was like you had to be in certain places in the store at certain times. So you didn't have a lot of leeway. So when I got to corporate, I was like, oh my goodness, I could go for a walk at 10 a.m. and nobody will say anything. Like, this is fabulous. I could just go and run and buy a coffee or like tea. Mm-hmm. So it was a new world, but I noticed that I was eating out all the time. My breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner was always eating out. And I started to feel really sick. And a few months into working in corporate, I decided to do a pole fitness competition, because I always wanted to learn it. And I decided, why not compete?
Yeah.
And that stressed me out the most. Stressed me out to the point where my boyfriend had to say to me, like, we need to have a talk because I'm not being present enough in our relationship. And I'm too involved in work and I'm too involved in this other thing. And I'm stressing myself out. And I wasn't very nice. Because when you're stressed, you know, like,
yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't like I was totally mean, but it was like, I'm stressed out. I'm freaking out. And then I realized a lot of the foods that I was eating wasn't working for me. And the pressure that I was putting on myself wasn't working for me. And I've done this cycle before where like I get caught up in go mode and I think I have to do everything now and now. And it's like a frantic feeling inside of me. And I really started to notice I'm doing this to myself.
Yeah.
Nobody's putting a timeline underneath me. Nobody's telling me to compete in anything. Nobody's telling me to eat these foods that are making me feel bad. I'm doing it all to myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like I work in an environment that is very fast paced and very competitive. And it is an extremely stressful environment. And it's like, everybody there looks so stressed.
Yeah.
And they're not taking care of themselves. They're not eating a way that makes them feel good. They're staying to work until 8 p.m. And it's like this work-life balance doesn't exist. And in the beginning, I didn't necessarily have a work-life balance because I wanted to be promoted. I wanted to grow my career.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a position where I'm a supervisor and I have a team underneath me, but I'm very much so like, no, we have work-life balance here. Like if I see that somebody's staying here until 8 o'clock consistently or 7 o'clock consistently, it's like, why are you here? Let me help you with your work so you can leave.
Yeah.
So I see it on a daily basis because I'm still working in my 9-to-5 and it's just kind of like, life doesn't have to be that. Life isn't just work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what jump-started my whole thing. And then literally now in my life, I am living this. I juggle all of these things.
Yeah. Very cool. I love that you are a supervisor. So you're kind of like, you're kind of like a leader or coach to these people who are underneath you. And you're like, no, we're not doing this. You're not going through what I went through. Right.
Yeah.
So tell me how do you find balance? You know, how do you do all these things and still find balance and not get it out of whack again, I guess.
Yeah. So I cook. Mm-hmm. So I meal prep all the time. I do have food sensitivities, so I can't eat gluten. I don't eat dairy. I have to be conscientious of some other foods. Like eating out actually doesn't really make me feel great all the time. So I do cook. I take a Sunday to meal prep. So I like to have my lunches and things packed. I might pack them the morning of. I might even cook the morning of for work, but I've come up with recipes that are really quick and easy for me. So that helps me stay on track when it comes to eating healthy. I have food on me, etc. I also drink a ton of water. I have a really big water bottle that I carry with me to work every day. So that also helps, right? Because water is, like, we need water. And half the time people aren't drinking enough water and they're feeling dehydrated and it makes you feel lethargic. It doesn't get the toxins out of your body enough. So water is really good for your energy as well and keeping you feeling uplifted. And it also helps when you have sugar cravings. Like a lot of times mine are because I want water. So I do that. I prepare my food. And then another thing that I do is I look at my schedule and I think, okay, when do I have client sessions? When do I have time to record a podcast? Like what is on my schedule?
Mm-hmm.
And then I work around that. So if I'm like, okay, I have a call at 9 p.m. on Monday. I have something at 7:30 on Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, if I leave work at 5:30, then I can work out between 7 and 7:30. Or, you know, so I find the time to fit other things in. And I also kind of chunk my week and I say, what are the things that I need to do on a daily basis? What are the things that I need to do overall for this week? And what are my bigger pictures that I just want to do something little to like help with that big picture? So I'll do everything that's on a daily basis and I'll make the time for it, whether I'm sitting on a bus or, you know, if I take time during a lunch or something, like I'll make the time to get it done. I have started using, like on Facebook, you can schedule your posts.
Yeah.
So that helps alleviate so much time if I can just chunk out my content, right? Mm-hmm. I still want to connect with people though. So fortunately at my job, I am able to get on my phone and like check things and check in with people. And then, so that's my daily stuff. Then my weekly stuff, it's still looking at my schedule and saying, well, what are my non-negotiables? Okay. These are the times that I have things going on. When can I find the time to do my other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of plan it in. And when it comes to exercise, I listen to my body. So I don't always go to the gym every day because I'm tired right now. I also have a few other things going on. So physically, like my body needs a little bit more relax and relaxation right now and some recovery time. And I know that. So I'll do like a yoga video at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or I'll give myself the day off because my body's like, don't do this to me.
Yeah.
That'll give me more time back to do something in my business. So, but if I am working out, you know, if I'm doing cardio or something like that, I can listen to a podcast. I can rewatch a video. I can play the content that I also need to learn for my business. So I could do two things at once. So it's a matter of, you know, if I'm cooking, I can watch something as well while I'm cooking and I'm doing my meal prep. So it's finding the time where I can do more than one thing to get things done,
mm-hmm.
but you have to be mindful. Like if it's something that I really want to pay full attention to, then no, I need to just sit down and pay attention to it. But if it's something that if I'm listening to an audio book,
mm-hmm.
you know, then that might be something different. So I'll do that for what I want to get done in general. And then like my bigger projects, like one of my bigger projects, of course, is finding more people to be on my podcast or coming up with new quotes, right? Because I make all my quotes on Instagram. So for me, it's like, okay, maybe I make a few.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I email one or two people to be on my podcast. So it's like doing one thing towards that bigger goal, but not necessarily following it through all the way. So I like to just divvy up my day and my time and then also set myself up for success because like I said, if I don't plan my food, I'm not going to be eating. I probably won't eat because I'll eat out at times,
mm-hmm.
but I'll lean towards not eating, which is just as unhealthy.
Right. Because you said the eating out is, you know, doesn't make you feel good, right?
Right. Now I'm like very particular about the places that I eat out from.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. So it sounds like a lot of planning goes into your thing. What do you think, what are some reasons that people would not, or they don't believe they can have balance? Do you come across that, like excuses? Like what are some like myths or some beliefs that people hold on to that keep them from wanting to even try this?
I think people are scared of failing, or they're scared of succeeding. And okay. So this is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it takes effort and change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to do what you're used to. Mm-hmm. And it's challenging to make a change. And so I feel like a lot of times people are resistant to doing something that they know is good for them. Because the other catch to this is that it's a lot of self-love.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times we don't love ourselves. And so we will kind of like punish ourselves because we feel like we deserve that, when really we don't. And you just need to be a little bit more gentle to yourself. And this could be in a sense of like, you think you may not realize that you're punishing yourself by working yourself so hard, or by being in this stressful go mode. Like you might think, oh my goodness, like I'm an achiever and I'm getting all these things done and I'm rocking it. And it's like, how do you feel? You feel like crap. You're tired. Yeah. You're exhausted. You don't feel good. You're not fully loving yourself because you're not giving yourself that space to take care of yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if there's ever a reaching ultimate true balance. I don't know if that's ever the case. But what I believe in is that every week you're working a little bit on all the things you want to have done. So if you want to lose weight or feel good or eat healthy, you're working on that every week. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to the gym, you're working on that every week. If you want to build a business, you're doing something for that every single day, right? Like you're taking your top goals and you're cutting them down into steps to get to the goals, and you're doing them consistently. And to me, that's balancing everything you want to get done, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I like that. Cause you know, a lot of times it does come down to like, why are you doing this? Is it really strong enough for you to make that change? Cause you said it takes work, and it takes you changing out of what you've become maybe not comfortable with, but what has become the norm for you. And, I see that. I see how that can be a thing. That can be a thing in like any kind of goal people want to reach. You become complacent and you think this is just how life has to be, or this is how life is. Yeah.
Yeah. And also you don't always see results right away.
Yes. Yeah.
It takes a while to see results in your body from eating healthy and from working out. And with any health journey, just talking about health and by itself right now,
right?
It's an up and down. Like there are days when I feel amazing, and then there's days where I feel like crap. And it's like, it's my body going through whatever it needs to go through. And health journey isn't just a straight line up. You're going to have days where you're going to have to be like, no, I'm going to stick to this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love how you're so like intuitive about like your health and your body. And, you know, if you are not feeling great, like you do yoga at home, or you don't force yourself to go to the gym. So
I mean, it's like,
go ahead.
No, it took me a while to get here. Right. Like I did an NPC bodybuilding competition. I was in the gym 6 days a week for at minimum 16 weeks. And I wouldn't give myself permission to miss the gym, because any other girl getting on the stage with me is in the gym. And if I want to be on that stage and get a trophy, I'm in the gym 6 days a week. Right.
Yeah.
But that's not healthy.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I was going to ask you. Like, how long did it take you to get to the point where you're like, okay, I don't have to make myself go today because I'm just not, it would not be healthy for me to go. Right. Is that how you feel? Like it'll be healthier for me to take the day off, or it'll be healthier for me to.
Yeah. It's kind of outweighing what I want to feel and how I'm feeling. So I'm somebody this is another thing that happens. It's that I'm gonna go back to food, because I love talking about food and how it makes us feel. When we're continuously eating junk food and crap, we can't decipher our body telling us that it doesn't like something because our body's in overload mode and it can't sort through all the different foods it is processing. Like there's so many chemicals going into it that it's like, oh my goodness, I don't know where to begin. So what happens is that once you start eating in a way that's a little bit healthier, your body starts to give you signals. And I've been doing this for at least like 10 years now. And I've gotten to the point where my body gives me signals pretty much immediately. So I'm able to eat a food, and with foods, it could take up to 3 days for you to have a reaction, but I'm pretty much able to eat something and like within a day or so be like, that wasn't okay. And also my diet has been so controlled is like not the great word, but I've been so meticulous about it that I don't often have new foods. So if I do have a new food, I'm pretty much able to be like, oh, it was that. Yeah. Or, oh, I ate out. So I'm trying to think of where my point was. Being intuitive and in tune with your body. So when it comes to working out as well, you know, there are times where you should push yourself. Mm-hmm. If you want to reach a goal, then you should push through at times. But if you've had the most exhausting day and you're emotionally drained, physically, you're not really there, all you want to do is just sit down and like close your eyes, then sit down and close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me a long time to get here though, because I am a perfectionist and I am somebody who likes to be determined and diligent. And if I say I'm going to do something, I like to stick to my word. And so it's challenging for me to say, okay, I'm going to build muscle on my body. And then I take a month off from the gym.
Yeah. But you're not going home and opening a bag of chips, right? You're not saying, well, I'm not going to work out, but I'm going to go home and like eat junk. You're going home and you're still like nourishing your body with healthy foods. And
yeah. I mean, I still do indulge in some junk, but my junk might be like dessert hummus that I make at home with chickpeas and cocoa powder and a little bit of maple syrup, you know? And that's what I want people to understand is that, yes, I do use food as a reward. No, it's not something that is looked upon highly. Like it's not the best type of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's something that I do. I'm aware of it and acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my whole thing is you have to first be aware of your emotions and what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you decide that the emotional, whatever you're going through, the food is going to help you, then have it. And don't feel guilty about it. But you can always make healthier versions. So like I'll still have chocolate every once in a while, but I'll make a healthy version.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it's like healthy junk food.
Exactly. You know, and I might just be like, I'm exhausted and I'm just going to sit here and eat this and it'll be fine. But you have to let go and fully enjoy it, because if you don't and you like guilt yourself, it's pointless.
Yeah. Your body's holding on to that stress about it. Like, shouldn't be eating this. Yeah. I can see that completely. I'm going to have to get that dessert hummus recipe from you.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
I've seen it on your Instagram before, so yeah.
100%. It's 5 ingredients. It's like the easiest thing in the world.
Perfect. Perfect. Good deal. Okay, so if somebody is wanting to find more balance in their life, maybe they're like really, they feel really frazzled all over the place and they can't keep everything straight. Like, what do you feel like is the first step for that person? Because they're not going to dive right into everything, right? So what is the first step to achieving balance?
I'd say the first step is to become more mindful. So notice how much you're breathing. Mm-hmm. Because when we're not breathing enough, we're going to make our heart race in a sense, because our body isn't getting enough oxygen. And so we're going to keep making ourselves feel worked up.
Mm-hmm.
So literally take a deep breath and just calm down as much as you can and focus on your breath, and then start paying attention to your thoughts. And this is something that's helped me out tremendously, especially because of the position that I'm in right now. Instead of thinking, I have to do all of these things, I have to, and make it feel like a chore, acknowledge that you get to do all of these things. Oh, be grateful for all of it, you know?
Yeah.
And just that switch in mindset is going to make you feel like, it's going to make you feel grateful and appreciative and be like, oh my goodness, I get to do this. I get to take my kids to dance class. I get to, whatever the case might be, you get to do that. So celebrate it, which is something that we talked about on your podcast episode on my channel. Yeah. But be grateful for those little things. So I think a lot of it really starts with your mindset first and your awareness. You need to be aware of what your triggers are, what you're doing to yourself, what you are taking on, where you can take breaks and where you can pause, how you need to be more gentle with yourself. Like, just become very much aware of your behaviors. And then once you're aware of things, then you can start making the changes. But if you don't know what you're doing, you're never going to be able to change any of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. So just start with mindfulness.
Yeah. Yeah. And breathing.
Very cool. Okay. Well, I have a few fun questions to ask at the end of each episode, if you're okay with that. We'll just go through those real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Tell people where they can find you and if you have anything free up. Okay. So what is your favorite personal development book of all time?
Oh my goodness. All right. One isn't fully personal development, but I like to classify it in that category. The Alchemist, hands down, my favorite feel-good book. I've read it at least 5 times. I'll read it over and over again. It's like my pick-me-up book.
Yeah.
And then self-development from a relationship standpoint, this one totally changed my life in a really good way. The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz. I talk about this book all the time, but it's like, if you're in a relationship, if you want to be in a loving relationship, if you're struggling in them, read this book. Like, everything.
That's the Four Agreements guy?
Four Agreements author, yeah. But it's his other book. Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know, I keep hearing about The Alchemist. I have to get that.
You haven't read it yet?
I haven't read it yet.
My goodness.
People talk about it all the time. I need to get it.
Just listened to his podcast episode with Oprah. He wrote that book in 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
And it didn't sell at all. Like, it didn't sell for years. And then he had to switch publishers. Like, yeah, it was a very interesting story. So, it's on Oprah's Sunday Soul podcast.
I'll check that out. Cool. Cool. Okay. So what was your favorite, do you have a favorite like conference or workshop you've ever attended? Like a seminar, anything?
I did do T. Harv's Peak Potential, I believe. I might be like forgetting the name of it. I went when I was 17, my mom took me.
Yeah.
That was a ton of fun. There's a lot of cool things that happen in it that test your ability, not like your abilities, but it tests you. So it was a fun week, even though I think at 17, I was like, I'd much rather be at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why'd you make me do this?
Yes.
Deep down inside, I loved all of it.
That's funny.
But yes. I'm looking to go to Abraham Hicks this year. So I really want to go see her.
Okay. You'll have to let me know, cause I'd like to see her too. She comes to Asheville, which is right over the mountain for me.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So I'm thinking of going to her. I'm just trying to think, what other seminars have I gone to? I don't know. The Peak one was awesome.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Last one is, do you have like a power song, like a song that just makes you pumped up and excited about life?
Too many. so many. So this girl by, I want to say it's King Funk's. Hold on. Okay. It's a remix version. Mm-hmm. And then is it Burn Up the Dance or Bun Up the Dance? That's another one. There's like a bunch. Hideaway by Kieza. I'm totally butchering her name. This Girl by Kungs and Cooking. Awesome. That song. One Kiss by Calvin Harris is like my new jam right now.
Yeah.
The whole Janelle Monáe newest, her Dirty Computer album. I Got the Juice and Make Me Feel are like my top two. So...
Awesome. Well, yeah. I'm always looking for like new jams to dance to. So Okay, cool. So tell us, where can people find you online?
I am on a lot of places. So I'm on Instagram and Facebook. You can find me under Crystal Ray. I also have a Facebook group called A Blissfully Balanced Balanced Life. I also have a podcast called A Blissfully Balanced Life. And I am on YouTube under Crystal Ray. You'll get some more YouTube videos eventually, but I'm there. And I'm on LinkedIn as well. And I think that's it. I have a Twitter account, but I don't use it. So don't follow me there.
Yeah. I just get on there to talk about The Bachelor. So, okay. Do you have a freebie?
I do. I have a couple. So one of my freebies is called Finding Balance, and it's an ebook with my top 5 balancing tips. So you can grab that. You can also find that at crystalray.com. Okay. I do have a 7-day de-stress freebie. So it's, you get 7 emails and it's a video in each email with different things to help you de-stress. I also have another one. 5 days sugar-free. So when it comes to our bodies and how we're feeling with stress or anxiety or jitteriness, whatever the case might be, sugar makes it all worse. So I have a free guide to help you quit sugar, and it's actually only 3 days without sugar. The first 2, you're just cutting out a few items to then get you to go 3 days. And the fun fact is when you cut out sugar, it helps reduce the inflammation in your body. It's going to take away the bloat. I even saw a difference in my body in 5 days. And your taste buds will change. So it only takes 3 days to change your taste buds. And then once you start eating sugar again, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, this is so, so, so sweet. So if you could just go 3 days without any fruit or any sugar, your taste buds will know the difference.
Awesome. Okay. We'll link those in the show notes for you guys to pick up. Is there anything else you want to talk about today?
No, I don't think so. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This was so much fun. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
As always, guys, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode with Crystal Ray and that you'll go and check out all her information so she can help you become more balanced in your life. If you liked today's episode, drop us a comment on Instagram, take a little screenshot, put it in your stories, and we'll show you some love.